USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says aggressive workup to vaccination numbers are starting to show results. Zients also saying some states have lost ground on vaccinations due to severe winter weather.
You know, the weather's having an impact. It's having an impact on distribution and deliveries from the delivery companies and the distribution companies. People are working as hard as they can, given the importance of getting the vaccines to the states and to providers.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is promising more power is coming to the state, telling reporters earlier today a coal-fired plant and nuclear plant are online, which will help those who can't turn on the lights.
More than 2,000 megawatts, which will provide additional power for about 400,000 homes.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Longtime radio host Rush Limbaugh is dead, the 70-year-old passing away after a year-long battle with advanced lung cancer, a diagnosis he revealed was terminal just months ago. Former President Trump saying he spoke with Limbaugh a couple of days ago by phone and noted he was fighting until the very end. The White House says FEMA is working closely with states that have been impacted by severe weather.
FEMA has supplied generators to Texas and is preparing to move diesel into the state to ensure the continued availability of backup power to key critical infrastructure, including communications, hospitals, and water.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki also telling reporters that FEMA is supplying water and blankets to parts of Texas.
We urge people in the affected states to, of course, listen to their emergency management officials.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 90 points to close at 31,613. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
When it comes to the coronavirus pandemic and lockdowns, California and Florida are two states that could be no further apart. California Governor Gavin Newsom pretty much locking down his entire state in early March. Meanwhile, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has enacted few measures and lifted ordinances that prevented people from operating businesses and restaurants in September. White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt tells MSNBC why he believes states like California are faring no better than Florida, despite still being in lockdown.
Look, there's so much of this virus that we think we understand, that we think we can predict, that's just beyond a little bit beyond our explanation. What we do know is that the more careful people are, the more they mask and social distance, and the quicker we vaccinate, the quicker it goes away and the less it spreads.
DeSantis saying in a recent interview that Florida focused on lifting people up during the pandemic, but lockdown states are putting people out of business. Atlanta's Democrat Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has a message for NBA fans. Stay away from her city. The Atlanta mayor urging fans not to visit the city around the time of the NBA All-Star Game festivities. The NBA recently announcing that the annual Best of the Best game will be played at State Farm Arena on March 7th. The event is expected to be closed off from the general public. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.